Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. It's all normal. Certainly the last few years have not felt normal. One cannot turn on the TV or scroll social media and not be struck by the images and the tone of it all. Walking through an airport and seeing people in masks, it doesn't feel normal. But of course it is. Walking through an airport and seeing people in masks does not feel normal. The enormity of the death toll, the changes we have had to make as a society, none of it seems normal. But of course it is, because as the Stoics knew, abnormal is the most normal thing there is. Look at Marcus Aurelius's reign. It had floods and invasions and a plague. Look at Seneca's life. It had political violence, sickness, deranged leaders, corruption, tragedy. Look at Stockdale's life, world wars, civil unrests, impeachments, prison camps, government cover-ups. Michael Dell, who you can listen to on the Daily Stoic podcast, recently talked about how we'll never be post-COVID because so many of the things that COVID brought into the public view were, of course, always there and always will be. Life has always required making trade-offs. Life has always placed certain restrictions on people. Life has always included people who face the problem and people who run from it, people who prioritize their own well-being and people who look out for the common good. Life, as Seneca would say, has always been in the habit of shattering, as Dell writes, our cherished way of life. There is no normal except change and disruption and loss and uncertainty. That is life. Get used to it. Prepare for it. Train for it, as the Stoics said. Endure it. Thrive in it or thrive despite it. Make the most of it. That's all we can do. The beauty of choice. And I'm reading to you today from the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by yours truly and my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can get signed copies, by the way, in the Daily Stoic store. Over a million copies of the Daily Stoic in print now. It's been just such a lovely experience to watch it spend more than 250 weeks, consecutive weeks on the bestseller list. It's just an awesome experience. But hope you check it out. We have a premium leather edition at store.dailystoic.com as well. But let's get on with today's reading. You are not your body and hairstyle, but your capacity for choosing well. If your choices are beautiful, so too will you be. It's that line in the movie Fight Club. You are not your job. You are not how much money you have in the bank. You are not the car you drive. You are not the contents of your wallet. Obviously, our friend Epictetus never saw that movie or read the book. It's quite good. You should enjoy it. I know it, some people think it's a little weird or overrated, but we sell it in the Painted Portraits. It's a classic for a reason, I think, and not maybe exactly what you think it is. Anyways, but the consumerism of the 1990s existed in ancient Rome, too. It's always existed. And it's easy to confuse the image we present to the world for who we actually are, especially when media messaging deliberately blurs that distinction. You might look beautiful today, But if that was the result of vain obsession in the mirror this morning, the Stoics would ask, are you actually that beautiful? A body built from hard work is admirable. A body built to impress gym rats is not. And that's what the Stoics urge us to consider. Not how things appear, but what effort, activity, and choices they are a result of. I don't know, this is just one of my favorite quotes from Epictetus. Every time we put it on Instagram, it does really well because it is so simple. If you want to be beautiful, make beautiful choices, right? That beauty, of course, also exists in the superficial sense, but how often we find that behind that beauty is real ugliness, right? Selfishness or greed or vanity or vapidity or focus on trivialities, right? Or worse, that perhaps beneath the beauty is really ugly choices, ugly habits, an ugly foundation, right? Whether we're talking, I don't know, about plastic surgery or unethical choices or, you know, a prioritization of the things that don't matter. So you can be pretty, you can look rich, but you're not pretty if you made ugly choices to get there, and you're not rich if you have a poverty of the things that really matter. And so I like this because to me, I think it boils back down to what Epictetus talks about so much, that the things that matter are the things that we control. And that if we don't control it, it doesn't really matter. So what other people think you look like is something that you don't control. But you control how you look to yourself. You control your focus on the things that you have sway over. So today, when we think about the choices that we're going to make, think maybe a little bit less about the results or the externals or how they're going to be perceived by others, and think instead about what's going into them. Think about where it's coming from. Think about what you're doing. Think about why you're doing it and focus on that, right? Focus on doing the beautiful thing, doing the work, holding the standards, what you control, what's up to you, because that's where beauty lies. And it's, you know, look, we don't control our genes. We don't control whether we're tall or short. We don't control, you know, so many of the features that people use to determine beauty or ugly these days. But we do control what's underneath that, right? You know, they go, oh, that person's beautiful, but they have a bad personality, or they're ugly, but they have a great personality. You control the personality, right? Like, you can't necessarily make yourself that much prettier, but you can change who you are. You can adjust your character. You can work on that. You can make yourself beautiful in that sense. And that's what we're talking about today. And I just urge you to go out and have a day defined by good choices. That's what I'm working on. Not perfect at it. I'm sure I already made some ugly choices today, but I'm going to work on the rest of the day then on making prettier choices. And I hope you do as well. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. If you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. Check it out at dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.